I'm Noel Paul Stuckey. I've been privileged to be part of Peter, Paul, and Mary Trio for about 50 years. And my partner and I carry on, even though Mary has passed away about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. And the breadth of the statement of folk music, which began in the 60s, has opened to embrace modern, contemporary artists speaking about a diverse bunch of topics, everything from the ecology to the economy to gay rights to, there is just an amazing explosion now of awareness that music can not only entertain, but it can also inform, and in doing so, inspires.
Would you mind sharing a little bit about your own narrative? I know you started in the folk music arena, but what is it about your own narrative, your own history, that really caused you to take up social justice through music?
I think in the beginning, people write songs about that which is close to them. And quite often that just means that they lost their girlfriend, or maybe they're happy that they have a girlfriend. But eventually, as you get older, and believe me, dear, I'm older, your net gets wider. And you begin to care about your family, and from that spreads to the community, and from that spreads to the globe. And you begin to understand that human rights is an issue that won't go away, and that it's our responsibility. You ask a songwriter why he wrote a song, he wrote it because he cares. Not because he thought he'd be making any money from it, but because he wanted to make the statement. And I think that's the evolving that I love, and which I'm so thankful to have been a part of.
What does the rhythm of change mean to you, and what role do you think music has really played in changing the world that we live in and will play in the future?
Well, in a funny kind of way, if there's too much music, you don't pay attention to it anymore. And so it requires a kind of an environment of attention. Music can only demand so much attention. You take somebody with the star quality of Lady Gaga, she can fill a Madison Square Garden, and she can maybe make one statement, you know, in her song. But the rest of it better be about entertaining, because people are there to boogie. They're not there to think serious thoughts about the world and how they could help improve it. So really, as you think about there being music generated for social causes, you have to be somewhat selective about the causes. I'm not really trying to tout Music to Life, but I just find so many instances where Music to Life provides a specific function. If you have a cause that you care about and you're wondering who are the artists that are in line with that cause, or what is the music that salutes that cause, you can go online to a database and drill down and find it. I think that the world will always, you know, what's the great song? The world will always love a lover. I think there's also a matriculation that happens in your concern. Remember I talked about how when you start writing songs as a songwriter, you're writing things, you want to be authentic and you want to be real. So you write about those things that you know the best. Well, maybe it's a broken heart, or maybe it's the joy of finding someone to love. And then eventually it moves to other concerns that you may have about your community. And you know what? It begins to move even beyond the community, because you recognize the only thing that's going to heal the community is love. And what kind of love? Is it religious love? Is it a very narrow spectrum? Is it Christian love? Is it Muslim love? Is it? And then you say, no, that's not right. There's a big L love out there. If we can salute that and embrace it and each other, then the world's going to be a better place.